Blog Talk Radio. divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, an African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hoodoo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African Hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my walk, my works, my teaching along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince Ty M. Mecca, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. Ibaye Olodumare. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2011. We honor and celebrate Oku. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and quantum universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, deities, spirits, forces, and minerals. Do continue to join me here live and in archive always at your leisure and convenience from New Orleans, Louisiana, with my occasional co-host, Voodoo Priestess Ava K. Jones. Our listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be more than happy, humbly, to address you momentarily. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please recognize all the many changes I have made to the website. The last page yet to be changed is the home page. I will be working on that in the next few days. But I have made major changes to the King's Chamber, to the Queen's Chamber, to the second page, Netter Het Tor, my store, open 24 hours a day, where you can find books and CDs and DVDs on all things hoodoo, voodoo, Obeya, jazz, New Orleans, R&B, soul, blues, world, reggae, international, all on the second page of my website. I also offer a variety of enriching cultural as well as holistic gardening, herbal, vegetable gardening, fruit gardening books, and a great deal of African and African-American history, culture books, of course, spirituality and religion, and so much more. And those ads do automatically update themselves. So every time you visit, you will not always see the exact same thing in some of those boxes. And some of those boxes will update just by refreshing the page. So please do take note of that at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize my virtual temple groups, where I offer a variety of world practitioners of spirituality and religion, spiritualists, psychics, practitioners, numerologists, astrologers, all to be found within the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And these links can also be found in the center of my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine+prince. You can also find me at www.liveperson.com, www.liveperson.com/divine-prince. You can still find me featured on Destal. I'm actually a new featured practitioner on Destal at www.destle.com/the-divine-prince. I most certainly do appreciate you. And of course, my cam page is still up and active. I turn my cam on generally when I'm in the middle of doing a reading or a ritual remotely for someone so that they can sort of tap in. But I also turn the cam on sometimes when we just have an event going on, or people may want to visit a particular altar on that day. For instance, today we celebrate Ogu, and at some point I will turn the camera in the direction of Legba and Ogu to allow people to connect with that active energy, if you will. Again, we are still high from our New Year's Eve Papa Legba Marasa ceremony. It was a very powerful event. I posted a few videos on youtube.com/voodootye, VOODOOTYE, and also on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/thedivineprince. So I greatly appreciate your visits, your ads, your comments. Some of you who could not attend sent offerings and donations and fruit and produce and gifts, and we are truly, truly honored and overwhelmed by the many who show so much love and support and respect for not only what we do here at the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potion and Hulu Central, but also in Congo Square on Sundays and in New Orleans overall. We are, and of course this is going to sound prejudiced, but we are indeed a unique city, unlike anywhere else in America. We're a little bit of California, I've lived there. We're a little bit of New York, I've lived there. We're a little bit of Miami, I've lived there. We're a little bit of Chicago, I've lived there. But we are unique. We're on the Gulf Coast. We have warm tropical weather most of the year, and many of the days of the winter. We dip every now and then into the 50s and the 40s and an occasional, 30-something. But it's a rare occurrence here. We still have fruit on the trees. I am serving Oshun grapefruit and oranges from off the trees, persimmons and kumquats that are in season right now here in New Orleans. So the spirits are alive and fed and thriving here, but they're also calling. And in this year in particular, they're calling people to really commit seriously, seriously commit to what you believe. Many of you, particularly within my circles, you know what I'm talking about. We see it on Facebook. We experience it every day, this attack on religion and spirituality and the name-calling and all the other derogatory, unnecessary, unuseful stuff. And this is a time for people to really get serious about what you believe. Many of the things that are going on in our lives, in our communities, in our circles, in our governments, can be addressed and have a history of being addressed, particularly with voodoo, and Abeo. Understanding that the first revolutionary uprising in the Americas was fostered by, fueled by, motivated by the Obeya and the voodoo priest in Haiti, leading to the Haitian Revolution, which had a great effect, on New Orleans and the Louisiana Purchase, and ultimately on the U.S. And not just in terms of a land grab, you know, increasing the size of the country, but also in terms of spiritually. And many of you are being called to reconnect. I don't have to tell you. I'm not here to convince you. I'm not here to persuade you. Many of you are being called, and you know you're being called. You know that what you're doing is no longer working for you. It's no longer connecting with you. The ancestors are calling you, but you know you're not being called to leave the country or to fly to Africa or to the Caribbean. It's here. It's here. There's a taste of it in Savannah and Atlanta and a few other places in the South. There's a great deal of Ifa in Atlanta. Atlanta has become a sort of an American Ifa mecca to some degree. But you still don't have the history of spiritual practice and culture laid down in the ground, in the earth, in Mama Yeye, like we have at the Yami trees in Congo Square, where for 250 years, before America was America, before we as Africans were allowed to gather in a church, in a mosque, in a temple, publicly, to drum, to sing, to dance, to carry on, if you will, or to take spirituality, African, traditional African-based spirituality, seriously and in a public form. This is the legacy, this is the heritage, this is the history that is Congo Square. And each Sunday afternoon, and I say approximately because some of us get there earlier, some of us get there and stay later, but generally speaking from 2 to 4, we invoke spirit in the same vein, vibration, light, love, ritual, tradition as our ancestors. And this is authentic to New Orleans, authentic to Congo Square. Oh, I know you've heard about the tourist voodoo in the French Quarter and all the folk who have no connection to Africa or Haiti or ethnicity at all. I know you've heard about them. We've all heard about them. They have their place, whether we agree or disagree, like it or don't like it, in the culture that is New Orleans. But is there authentic practice going on? Is there authentic Ifa, authentic Santeria, authentic Lokomi, authentic Palo, Mayombe, Hoodoo, Obia? Absolutely. And those authentic practitioners can be connected with and are connected with in Congo Square. Remember the forces you're dealing with. You won't find us often in the French Court. We occasionally go, we visit, we have people we support. I support Joy and Earth Odyssey, www.earthodysseynola.com. She brings me wonderful stones, wonderful crystals, wonderful gems. I have African vendors that I support in the French market. By all means, I support Sula and Ndaye and Zion Trinity and King and Queen Emporium to be located both on Bayou Road, but also in the French Quarter. But we all come together. Sula is an initiated priestess and a doula. Ndaye initiated. We come together in Congress Square. I lay veves in Congo Square. I serve the ancestors at the Yami Tree in Congo Square. We impart the healing, the magic of our ancestors, of our culture, of our traditions in Congo Square. Do we have visitors? Do we have tourists? Do we have voyeurs? Do we have friends? Do we have supporters? Do we have enemies? Do we have haters? Do we have political battles? Absolutely. Understand the gravity, the power of what is being done there. A 250-year tradition, still unstoppable, still unable to be quenched. And need I say, it should not be quenched. We have many issues that we need to battle right now in our communities. Today is the day we acknowledge Ogu here. Ogu is partner, a brother to, confidant to, warring buddy to Papa Legba. Legba opens the door and Ogu comes in and sort of clears the way, if you will. He's considered a true pilgrim, a true frontiersman, one who goes through and does the hard work. Who clears the timber and lays down the roads and opens the way so that civilization, so that materialization, crystallization can ultimately begin. So when we work, battle, and we battle all sorts of things in our society, in our culture, in our lives. I shared a small battle on my Facebook page this morning, and my approach to that battle for 2012. We can no longer continue to be voyeuristic. Do you have a right to be? Absolutely. But can you afford to be now when it's time to really call on that which you truly know and understand, to call on the spirit forces that operate within us and around us and for us and before us, and have our back? This is that time. If you haven't figured out that we're under attack, beloved, I don't know what else I can say to you. From every direction, financially, in our housing, in our economics, in our politics, in our ideologies, in our social lives, marriage is under attack, family is under attack, community is under attack. Organizing for anything other than foolishness is under attack. And I am resistant to use the word attack in association with our earth. But I will say our earth is in rebellion. The electromagnetic forces, the energetic forces, the weather, the water and how water is balanced and available for us and to us. Indeed, this is the time to battle for. This is the time to get all your soldiers in order. This is the time to understand Ogu, Papa Legba, and your other warriors, if you will, Oya and Shango and Sarabandi and all the other deities that battle for with us and for us. This is that time. I love to work malachite in times like this. That green and black banded malachite. I have a piece from Ghana, and carved in Ghana in the shape of Africa, but it's three-dimensional. Then it has a little bowl in the center where I keep my oldest and most favored black obsidian ball. And that's why I work my battle. That's why I pull through the powers of the black hole, all that stuff, that unneeded stuff, that negative stuff, that trifling stuff, that petty stuff, that divisive stuff. All those things that don't work in our interest. I work sage. And understand that banded, coned shape sage that we all have grown accustomed to and burning it and waving it around, that is going extinct. So we don't suggest, even if you can find it, we don't suggest you supporting that. It's so easy to grow your own sage. So easy. It's one of the most hardiest of the mint family, M-I-N-T, and it's one of the most hardiest of edibles to grow and to maintain. And sage, most sage, will grow all year round. And when it's not in its growing season, will stay alive and will stay hardy. And you can always pot it and bring it in. One of my favorite varieties is that pineapple sage. I specialize in pineapple sage. I love the pineapple sage. My clients love the responses they get from the pineapple sage. It makes a wonderful tea. It makes a wonderful seasoning. I don't use anything that doesn't have multiple uses. I don't believe in keeping many plants that I can't use ritually, but also for nourishment. And pineapple sage is one of my favorite. But we must get our battle garments on spiritually, physically. We've got to get our bodies together. Many of you can't walk 10 blocks, couldn't outrun a calamity if you really truly needed to. And this is the time to really prepare. It's when it hasn't happened yet. But the awareness of change is all around us. And this year we have divined is the year of Marafa, which is a path of Lepa. They are served with and fed with Lepa, but they also represent the Ubeji, or the divine twins. And they are male element, female element, but also that which is birthed from the two, that which is created from the two, the knowable and unknowable, that third principle that makes the structure or the geometrical structure of the triangle hold its form, come together. So I invite you to join me here tomorrow. I'll probably have a whole show tomorrow, a whole two-hour show tomorrow, starting tomorrow. And more than likely, Voodoo Priestess Ava K. Jones will be with me tomorrow as well. We respect you, we love you, we honor you, each and every one, and your divine, all blessed, sacred being and presence. We give thanks for moving forward in 2012, remembering that all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Sampe Muntayo. Sampe Muntayo, mon Dieu. Mon Dieu, non, c'est là, ça me fait mon taillot. Ça me fait mon taillot, mon Dieu. Mon Dieu, non, c'est là, ça me fait mon taillot. Oh, 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 ma vie la mon taillot. C'est la main d'entero. Bye. Thank you.
down, down, down.